Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm heading into this podcast as open-minded as can be. I'll be honest, with my social media numbers, my awesome and loyal audience here on the podcast, and my interest in health and wellness, I have been targeted over the years by numerous companies like Arbonne, Isagenics, Beachbody, Body by Vi, and the list goes on. Each message is beautifully crafted with a compliment and then a suggestion that I would be perfect for a product and an opportunity to have increased income. I have politely declined them all, just feeling it really isn't for me. Now, with that being said, my role here is to provide information, knowledge, tips on living your best life, so I wanted to explore more. I was introduced to a beautiful and incredibly warm woman, Dr. Delray Messer, a few months ago, and I knew she would be the perfect person to explain, share, and inform us on the world of Isagenics. Who better to learn from than one of their top leaders and performers who earned 6 figures within her first 6 months with the company? Hadn't spoken to her, I know it's not about closing the deal, but rather about building relationships and a community. Briefly, a former track and field athlete, Delray went on to become a chiropractor while also creating and developing her own nutraceutical line. She walked away from all of it to join Isagenics. A single mother of two, a life-changing decision, and a topic worth exploring. Dr. Delray Messer is CEO of Free Life Global, a global health and wellness company committed to helping people transform their lives through nutrition solutions. So welcome everyone to Living Your Life with Leanne Lang, the podcast brought to you by Extension Marketing. And as always, you can head to extensionmarketing.com for more information. Delray, I love having you here. I really do. I'm glad you stuck around the city for an extra day to sit here.
I'm honored. Thank you so much for the introduction. It honestly gives me gratitude tears to even hear it like that. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I think sometimes you come across a person, we actually met via a computer screen, right? Yeah. But sometimes there's an energy and there's a connection that you're like, this is a really good person and they have really great information to share. And when people are passionate about what they're doing, it really comes across. So how's your visit been already to Ottawa?
It's been wonderful. It feels like home. I'm from North Dakota in a small family farm, so everybody is extremely welcoming, and it just feels right. Like, it feels great to have the conversations we're having here.
Okay, so you mentioned it. A girl from a small town in North Dakota, and you could fast forward a couple of years, and you were, you know, an incredible, powerful leader amongst this company. So, because there's so much information to get to. It was an active childhood, I know, because you were a runner.
Yep, I ran track and cross country, and I had an excellent upbringing with positive parents that instilled core values, belief systems, and character traits in me. We didn't have much. I am the oldest of four, and we grew up in a house where the last kid to shower had a cold trickle of water, and I wore 3 layers of sweatpants in the winter because it was so cold, but I didn't know that we didn't have much, and I believe that that kind of influence that I had allowed me to dream big, even through some really, really tough challenges. And I think the self-discipline of athletics set me up for a mindset that you just never quit on your big dreams, because I wasn't a naturally talented athlete at all. In fact, in eighth grade, I was lapped twice by the first place runner. My first race I ever ran, but my dad was at the finish line with tears in his eyes, and he said, "You finished. I'm so proud of you, and I see you as a track champion someday." And I was like, what?
I just got lapped twice.
Everybody was leaving the stadiums at that time, or at the stadium at that time. And, you know, I think he taught me a couple of lessons in that moment. And it was that there's a lot of joy in the journey, and that simply trying is a huge success. And I feel like I want to inspire women to think that now, because I think when we're younger, we believe that, but we lose a lot of that the more that we've tried and failed in life.
I think there are still women who feel like we are being lapped twice in everything in our everyday lives. Not so much even on an athletic platform, just in everything. And we compare, and it's like, well, that woman just finished 2 laps ahead of me. How am I even going to catch up or compare?
all the time. And I feel like we compare ourselves to somebody else's journey that may have been building skills for a lot longer than we have. But I think the bravery and the courage is not in the big stuff. It's in simply trying and being resourceful to figure out with what resonates with your soul. And the more that you try, the more you find out who you are in the process.
So here you are. I mean, when you explain that, you know, the last person to shower is getting a cold trickle of water, I'm assuming, you know, even though you kind of maybe had the land, but that usually with grocery shopping, healthy foods, vegetables, fresh everything isn't really an option or something that you can do when you're on a limited budget. So did you know, like, how did you eat? And when you have a family of six, because parents and four kids, what was that like? Like, what were you introduced to at that time?
Well, we gardened in the summer with my grandma. So we grew up on a farm with my dad's four brothers, my grandma and grandpa. So very family focused.
Okay. So grandma, grandpa, four brothers.
Yeah.
Okay. And did they all have kids and families?
They all had kids. Yeah. I mean, we grew up in a time where I believe that time in most people's lives where TV dinners were introduced, convenience was introduced. So even though you're on a family farm with a garden and canning in the winter, convenience was big because my parents worked on the farm and my mom milked. So when we got home from school, I was the mother. And so a lot of the meals that we made were not as healthy as I wish they would have been. But at that time, we were marketed to for convenience at that time. So growing up, I didn't necessarily have the healthiest choices because I think they call it the lock key generation, where we brought ourselves into our homes after school and, you know, to kind of fend for ourselves. And I realized a lot of those habits created a lot of unhealthy, you know, change in my body at that time. And I had a really incredible family friend that was a chiropractor. And when I chose to become a runner at that point,
even after being lapped twice,
I said, well, I need to fuel my body properly. And he inspired me to start just changing my eating habits very simply. And I noticed an instant change in how I felt and how I performed.
How old were you at the time?
I was in eighth grade.
Okay. So it's time to make your own decisions, decide what you're actually putting into your body. Mm-hmm. And so you knew that there was going to be a change in performance.
Yes.
Based on that.
Yep. So I started to make healthier choices. And, you know, that wasn't really common then. So I was definitely doing things differently than the school lunch cafeteria. And I took pride in influencing those around me, even though there were a lot of opinions about it. And I think that that's what we can do best, is not necessarily try and convince everybody around us, but start to change ourselves. And that influences what people start to watch and see. And once I started to become a better athlete through that process, I think it showed results as well. And I think that's the most influence that you can, you know, show the planet, is transforming yourself first.
Well, everyone looks for that. Okay, how did they start and how did they finish? Yep. And can I see myself being able to do that? So you're running track through high school.
Yeah.
You're motivated or inspired by a chiropractor, a friend, a family friend. Yeah. So how does that high school and transforming into going and getting an education, how does that happen?
Yeah, I took my athletics and academics very seriously. And looking back now, I wondered why I put so much pressure on myself, because I was extremely competitive. I was the one up early in multiple sports because it was a small town, because basically you couldn't even have a team unless I participated. There were 34 in my graduating class.
Oh, wow. Really small.
Really small, yes. And half were my cousins. So that's why I said I could never marry somebody from North Dakota, because they've been in the family tree somewhere. but I realized that I quickly fell in love with wanting to help people prevent what was happening. And I took my academic scholarship very seriously and athletic, because I knew my parents couldn't afford college. And so I put a lot of pressure on myself as the firstborn to be able to have school paid for. And, you know, I think it was actually an unhealthy amount of pressure. I relied a lot on recognition from achievement and performance, and I became very driven by that. So my level of fulfillment in my life all through high school and early into college was really tied to my performance in athletics and in academics. And I feel like when you're born ambitious, like I truly feel like this is woven into my DNA. So I can't explain why. I just came out of the womb with a goal or something and wanting to achieve things. And that was usually to be able to inspire other people to do the same. But I realized the amount of pressure that I was putting on myself was not healthy. And I think that things happen in our life for a purpose, and everything was going according to plan, and everything kind of worked out in my life easily, every goal I was achieving. And I think my very first struggle and challenge that kind of knocked me to my knees was I got pregnant when I was 20 and had my daughter when I was 21. And it was the first time where I had to like really, I was judged a lot in a small town. And I was accepted to chiropractic school and found out that I was pregnant 1 month later. This was in college. And I thought, what a mistake you are. Like, you know, look at what you did. And my parents raised me so well, and I felt so embarrassed. And I realized I had two choices, and I chose to keep her because I wanted to show people that anything could happen in your life and you can choose to do something about it. So I moved to Minneapolis and started graduate school when she was 3 months old. And I remember the first time in my life I really doubted my decision. I was like, what did you do? Like, this is a huge responsibility. You have a newborn. And I remember driving down 494. It's our main interstate. And there's three lanes, by the way. And we only had a stop sign in our town. Like, we didn't even have a stoplight. So I'm in bumper to bumper traffic. It's after my first day of graduate school. And I was so overwhelmed, I just cried in my car because she was screaming in the back seat after I picked her up from daycare. And I was like, you can't do this. Like, you're crazy. This is a huge dream, but how is it possible? It's just not possible. And I got a book in the mail from a mentor at the time, and it was called Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. And I had been doing personal development from a young age. Like, I was listening to Tony Robbins when I was, like, in fifth grade. I was hungry to learn and grow as a person because I knew that our life and the circumstances that happen to us and some of the belief systems that we adopt as kids. Like, I had a very poor money mindset. People that had money were greedy and they must have done something wrong, and that was them and this is us. And all of these stories, there was never enough, and everything I'd hear about money, you know, it was a really scarcity story. And I knew there were so many other limiting beliefs, and my mom's a beautiful human. My dad taught me leadership and my mom taught me compassion. But little things like worrying about what other people think, especially in a small town. And she's like, just shine bright enough so that no one talks about you. So just dim your light enough so that you fit in, but you can still inspire some people along the way. And I just never had dreams like that. My dreams were always way bigger than where I grew up. And they were way bigger because I've always had a desire to serve people. I literally, if I see pain in people, I want to solve it. I want to fix it. I want to help.
Okay, but you're in your own pain. You're 21. You're in your own pain. You're in a car on an interstate bawling out of your element going, what is going to happen? It's not like you're kind of just also doing an undergrad at this point. You are in graduate school looking to become a doctor of chiropractor. Yeah. How did you intend to do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that we can all have grand ideas, but you have to have a plan. And then when it seems very overwhelming, like when your big dream seems very overwhelming, you have to break it down into daily consistency and daily habits. So, okay, take it one day at a time. You wake up, and I was breastfeeding her in the middle of the night at that time. I was pumping in the locker room. It's how I met my best friend in chiropractic school. But I was like, you can do every day. You can do a little bit every day. And then once you create some small wins, like, okay, I got through that day. And that felt okay. Now I can do another one. So instead of overwhelming ourselves with our big, huge, grandiose goal that we have, let's bring it back and scale it back to what you actually can control. And the only thing that you can control is your attitude every day. And your mindset and the consistency that you create in your daily habits that will then add up to the result down the road. So that's what I chose to do. I chose to embrace every day. I started to continue to read those personal development books that would give me the confidence and the mindset to continue. And then I did something that was very unique. And the reason why I did it is because of that book that I read. I went and researched the most successful chiropractors in Minneapolis. Not the most financially successful ones. The ones that had created the most impact in their community. Because that's what drives me, is transforming our healthcare system and transforming the level of happiness and fulfillment in people's lives. And I said, I need to immerse myself in and be surrounded by the people that have the life and the impact that I want to make. And I don't want to know how they do what they do. I want to know why, and I want to know how they think every day. So I went to them and I said, hi, my name is Del Rey. I'm a T1 at Northwestern Health Sciences University. And, you know, my daughter was 3 months old and a baby carrier at that time. And I said, I'll pay you to work for you. And the reason why is because she needs me someday to provide for her. And I know I'm not going to learn the business or marketing in graduate school. I'm going to learn how to be a technician. But that's why it's so challenging in business, is we don't get taught life principles. Who teaches you about finance? Who teaches you about communicating, marketing, and actually doing that in a value-added way? So they taught me everything. They mentored me. And I started to work for them. They were finally like paying for my babysitting at that
Okay.
point.
I'm like, I really hope that you didn't pay. Yes, okay. Yes. There was a turnaround there. Yes. Okay.
So mentorship, yeah. I believe, is very important. And surrounding yourself with people that share a mindset of where you want to go. Like finding that role model and that example of the human that is making a difference, but yet living abundantly, which is what I wanted. So that was a huge part of the skills that I learned already 10 years ago. So I don't believe the success I've had in 3 years has anything to do with 3 years. I believe it had to do with principles that I implemented.
I find the world of medicine is fascinating, mm-hmm. and the human body is fascinating. Yes. Did you enjoy the study of what our body is capable of doing and how it can heal itself and how, you know, the nervous system is so integral to everything? I mean, was there a joy in what you were learning?
I mean, obsessed. I graduated second in my class by a squeak.
And there's the competitive edge.
Yes, exactly. And he didn't have a newborn. I'm just kidding. I love you, Chris.
Full kudos.
I love it. I think right now psychology and neuroscience and why humans do what we do is my jam, and absolutely self-healing. But here's the thing, is even if you know what to do, most people aren't doing it. So I want to know why we choose to stay in a miserably comfortable place in our physical body, in our mindset, and in our finances. And, you know, we know what to do. You can find that on Google, but why don't we change? And usually there's a lot of self-limiting beliefs that have been adopted from before we're 7 years old that we're not even looking at or addressing, that have become a part of our DNA and habits. And the neuroscience of neuroplasticity and how we can actually change our brain is huge, because, you know, a victim mentality is going to keep us stuck always. And so when we take ownership for everything that's happened, an extreme responsibility, we're then able to say, I can change my circumstances. And I love that. And I love how I grew up and how I've never been given anything. I've created every opportunity that I've ever had in my life because I wanted to role model that to other people and say, if I can do this, you can do this too.
Once you start into the practice of things, mm-hmm. What are you enjoying about working with the patients that you are? Mm-hmm. And then I think how quickly it became how you started to want to develop other things, because quickly then became your development of your own products and your own supplements. So what wasn't – and, you know, most people would be quite happy, yeah. Del Rey. Yeah. I've got a nice chiropractic practice. I'm helping people live better lives. I'm helping them with pain relief and mm-hmm. prevention. Why was that not enough?
Yeah.
Is that an okay question to ask? Because I would think, hey, I'm a car, I'm good.
Yep. Thank you. I love that. I find that everything can look good on the outside, and a lot of people wear a lot of masks. And I was wearing a lot of masks because as a solo entrepreneur and a solo practitioner, what people don't see is what happens behind closed doors. And I was up early. I was there late nights. I was marketing on the weekends. What people don't see about my story is the 8 hours a day I spent at a mall kiosk trying to get new patients in the door on the weekend. 8 hours a day for the first 2 years. And, you know, I'd stand there and ask people to get their spine checked. I'd literally hold a spine. I built skills of, first of all, being able to handle rejection. 200 people that I'd ask, 20 people would, you know, get checked and have a conversation with me. And of those 20, two would show up in the office. So I knew the numbers of what it takes to succeed in business, and a realistic, like a very realistic.
Right. Most people are not as good as accepting no. We're so scared to hear no that we don't even ask.
Absolutely.
Right? So you actually knew you were going to head in and have that rate of no.
Yep.
But the one or two people at the end of the day was worth it.
Absolutely. Because it ended up growing a huge part of the practice for marketing. So I you know what I built are skills and communication and fumbling over my words and being nervous to talk to someone and being nervous to sell them a care plan, right? So all these things that you have to get over when you realize you're adding value and solving problems, and that's a beautiful space to be. But my vision outgrew the office space. I realized, you know, I operate my life personally and professionally in core values. My core values are integrity, family, contribution, and service. And I knew that I didn't have the time to be with my daughter the way that I wanted to. I knew that I couldn't travel and be on a podcast in Ottawa, Canada on a Tuesday if I had office hours to be able to reach more people and communicate a message that I believe can make a really big impact. And I knew that I couldn't contribute and serve if I had no time. And I had a financial ceiling. Because my income was tied to my time, and I was trading time for money. And so I knew I couldn't now do what I'm doing, building school gardens and greenhouses and transforming school lunches, because I have leveraged income and leveraged time to be able to do bigger projects that I believe make a huge, huge impact here. So that's where my pain points were as a solo practitioner, and it's why I chose to take a big leap and go into nutraceuticals, because in my office, my passion was nutrition and holistic, healthy weight release, weight management, not weight loss, because usually if you lose it, you find it again, especially with all the fad diets and all of the programs that you see out there that are quick fixes. None of that ever resonated with me. I built a community, a support system, events that educated people, but through neuroscience, because I studied it, created an emotional response that now could give people an opportunity to start liking fitness, liking health, enjoying healthy recipes, being educated about why it's important, and kind of peeling those onion layers away of like, why are you stuck? What is your why? Why do you want this? Getting in front of more people. So I took that program and wanted it online. Now, as a businesswoman, I was like, my highest overhead in this program are some of the nutrition solutions that I was using. Because you'd probably agree with me, people are stressed and they're busy. And I was giving them whole food nutrition plans and sending them to the local co-op. And I have apologized to all of them now because it's hard to do that. Most people are stressed and busy and downing convenient, low integrity products and food because we're stressed and we're exhausted and we're not Rachel Ray. We don't have an hour a day to have a healthy lunch or a healthy dinner.
It takes time.
It takes a lot of time. And unfortunately, because I'm a farm girl and study soil, by the way, the nutrient depletion in our soil is astounding. So even the same foods that we think are healthy are deficient in the micronutrients that our body needs to truly light up with the energy and mental clarity that we need. And you can't live in a bubble. The toxicity that's around us, 80,000 chemicals are used and 1% are tested for safety. And they are stored in our fat cells. They're stored in our body. This is not my science. Like, you can look up some of the most amazing science now that shows there are toxins and chemicals that are stored in our body fat. And they're also in the umbilical cord blood of mom now, over 200 different chemicals that are now passed to baby. So generationally, we're starting with our buckets, bodies half full already, and it's challenging for our body to naturally get rid of these things. Yes, we have detox organs and these beautiful systems that help us, but we are flooding them. And that's why people are breaking down at younger and younger ages and their quality of life. And some of these labels that, I mean, I don't know about you, but I didn't know another kid in my class that had an allergy. I mean, it's crazy what's happening and the level of stress that people have. And, you know, in their to-do list, where is their meal prep? It's hard. And that's why people are reaching for things like mm-hmm. that. So I knew I needed to simplify it. That's why I chose to make a high quality solution for people that would educate them, but also meet their busy demand.
I remember in the intro, I used the word nutraceutical.
Yeah.
I said it right. Yeah. I'm so excited. So can you just explain, yeah. you know, what does that entail? Like when yeah. you say that word, what?
This podcast is brought to you by Extension Marketing. They are a new breed of marketing agency that acts as your virtual marketing department, designing and implementing cost-effective marketing strategies that will grow your business. I can speak to this personally, as I've been using the Extension Marketing team to help me launch and grow my business. Founder Pat Whalen has been a lifesaver for me, a genuine coach guiding me along the way into uncharted territory. Tell them you're a friend of the show and receive a free one-hour consultation. Check them out at extensionmarketing.com.
So a nutritional, you know, supplement is not regulated by the FDA. So one of my challenges that I found in that business model was I just assumed that everybody operates their life through integrity, including businesses. And I was shocked. I felt like I unveiled the curtain of Oz in the industry. I was seeing manufacturers putting ingredients into products for profit, fillers, artificial sweeteners, soy in products because it was a higher profit margin. And at the time, I didn't know any of that. I had no idea that people weren't going to put people first. And especially in a wellness industry that's supposed to be about solving our healthcare crisis. And now we're promoting literally products that don't even have what's on the label in the bottle. It's mind-blowing to me that even exists. And so I had put in a lot of time. I called it my third baby, like blood, sweat, and tears in that business. And at the time I was traveling and found my manufacturer in Florida and met my now little one's dad at the time. And you know, because I was in such a stressful place of trying to run that business and launch this new product line, traveling, speaking, I was in a really tough place to have a healthy relationship. And once again, I take extreme ownership for everything in my life, and I'm never a victim. But having my second daughter, I realized I wasn't in the healthiest place to be in a relationship, and I knew that needed to change. But I felt very stuck. And the reason why is because now my label in my head was, you screwed up once and now you did it again. And I was really struggling to say, okay, if I don't know what's on the label, you know, in of my product is in the bottle, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't sleep at night. And I started questioning. And to do third-party testing in that industry mm-hmm. is ridiculously expensive. Like, I couldn't do it as a small business owner. So I was at a point in my life, there was a couple of crossroads. One, professionally. Do I continue to put out this product, travel, speak, when I don't know if what's in it is on the label? And questioning the manufacturer, I knew for a fact that it wasn't what I wanted. And then personally, do I stay in a place that I'm not happy in? Because now you're a mom with two daughters from two different dads. And no one will love you with that kind of resume. No one. Who would ever sign up for something like that? You failed in business. You failed at relationships. I felt so guilty for spending the amount of time away from my daughter, my older daughter especially, because I had this dream of entrepreneurship. And you know, you sacrifice things, you know, when you're a parent and you have a big dream. And I just thought, why don't you just give up on it? Like, why even try? And I felt like that's what I was going to be portraying to most people, or that's what they would think about me. My fear was so high at that time. And, you know, my parents, very supportive, but also like, okay, when are you just going to get a 9-to-5 job or go back to chiropractic or just do something that's secure?
Right? Like as a parent, like as yes. a parent, it's like you've got this, like you've yes. got this profession.
Yep.
Go use it.
Yep.
Provide for your two daughters.
Exactly.
And
do the thing that's most secure, most certain. And humans, we gravitate towards certainty. I mean, we want to feel secure and safe in any way, especially financially. But there's something in an entrepreneur's mind that literally flips that. And here's what it is for me. I left the feeling of certainty because contribution and personal growth are my basic human needs. In order for me to survive daily, I need to be challenged and I need to see the big world problems that we have and I want to solve them. And I knew I couldn't do that being employed by somebody. And I also, my number one every day that I'm most grateful for is my own alarm clock. I do what I want, when I want, with whom I want. And I want, I was going to figure out how to work for myself or die trying. Like I was never going to hand in another resume. But
you've got a financial responsibility.
Absolutely.
And you have two daughters.
Yep.
And so, and you're leaving a relationship.
Yep.
That just isn't quite working for you with mm-hmm. another child.
Absolutely.
So most people would go, you're crazy.
Yeah, they did. I kind of did for a couple days too.
Like, is this like are you back on a highway crying in the car yep. with now an older yes. kid, a younger yes. kid, and kind of going WTF?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Just making sure.
Yep. Second time around. So what happened is I think what we do best is we kind of search. And I don't think that opportunities fall in our lap. I believe they're designed for the person that's working hard to create them. And at that time, I had worked really hard to create opportunity. But I had been watching and stalking and privately creeping on a few people that had a lifestyle that I desired and looked like they were very happy doing what they were doing in entrepreneurship. And the reason why I was creeping and not speaking up about it is because I had been approached by everyone about everything, every MLM that you can imagine, every opportunity for sales that you can imagine. But unfortunately, I felt like I was going to be their Jerry Maguire. Like, you complete me and my business, so that's why I want you, right? I felt like I was being hunted with all the same direct messages mm-hmm. dropping into my inbox with people I didn't even know.
No.
No idea who you are.
Trust me, I feel mm-hmm. it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so I just was very closed. And I wasn't even just closed, to be honest. I was skeptical. And I was pretty judgy. Meaning I said, you know, really? You want me to decal my car and be dressed head to toe in something and wear flashing weight loss buttons and glow sticks? Like, that was my line for, like, thank you but no thank you, or just bless and you do what you do. I'll do what I do. I'm a professional. I have a doctorate, right? I'm going to figure it out on my own. But that crossroads, it was one night specifically, like I was on my hands and knees, like, please, if I'm meant to be here as an entrepreneur, like making an impact, I need someone or something to come into my life to just show me that this is my next step and my next path. And I made a promise that night. And I believe in a higher power. I don't care what you call yours, but there is a higher power orchestrating everything in our life. And I prayed and said, I will be your most humble servant. And I will continue to pour into women and men, but I love women, till the day I die. And the next day I was introduced to a woman. Her name is Angelique, and she has the word angel in her name. And she became my earth angel. At a time where I had no belief in myself, I had been told so many things about what I couldn't do, called crazy for my wild dreams, had these two girls that I wanted to provide for, and for the first time, nobody talked to me about a company or a product. She asked me, what are the desires on your heart? What do you want to do while you're here? What's most important to you? What core values operate your life? And she pulled something out of me that no one has. And she asked me to paint a picture of my ideal day and what I would be doing. I'm doing it right now with you. Hopefully inspiring one person on this podcast to just don't quit. Just don't quit. Just get up. Keep doing it. Don't give up on your dreams. Because the person that you become in the process is way, way more amazing than the result that you'll ever, ever achieve. And that's what I've learned through this journey. After I met her, she shared that I believe the impact that you want to make can be made possible with the right vehicle or platform. And that resonated with me because I didn't want to become somebody different. I didn't want to become a sales rep of a shake. I just didn't. That's not my jam. people are my jam, inspiring people to live more abundantly in every area of their life. And I was able to, I believe, redefine how this industry has been done and help show people that when you are a good person that is doing good things for people and helping them grow personally and professionally, what you choose to use as your vehicle and platform can truly be anything. It's just leading with authentically who you are and your passions and building your business around that. And that's what I was able to do. Now with no overhead besides what I consume, no risk for an upfront business investment like I had before, no risk, only reward and personal growth and development, and absolutely a lot of learning lessons mm-hmm. and the skills that it requires to lead a team of, you know, thousands of people now.
Okay, because you do. So let's get mm-hmm. into this. Some people... I guess because I'm so into health and wellness, I just assume that everyone knows what Isagenix is.
Sure.
But it'll actually, yeah. You know, I was even talking to my husband. He's like, yeah. Well, exactly what is it? I'm like, great. Okay, really? You, yeah. of all people and yeah. us, really don't know? So can you explain it a little bit more? What is it?
Yes, I absolutely will. And just a little story. When I talked to Angelique, I said, just so you know, like, I'm going to show up at corporate with a hairnet and face mask. And like if you're label lying, I'll know about it. So I visited headquarters. I shook hands with leadership because that was very important to me to know everything about a company, because I've been in business for so long and I've studied business mm-hmm. and I've studied companies that are founded on core values, that put people before profits, that are in this new generation of creating collaboration and co-creation with the people that are working in it.
I'm glad you mentioned head office, because yeah. I'll be honest with yeah. you. I did creep and I did yeah. kind of figure out what, you know, exactly yeah. what was I dealing with, because I wanted at least people to have the right yes. information, right? I was surprised when I saw that one of the lead scientists or doctors was the top student at Harvard Medical, like yes. Dr. Plant, right? Correct. So, you know, his story is remarkable. And when you have the top graduate mm-hmm. of Harvard, I was like, okay, I will I will at least continue to Google and stalk, yes. You know, what is going on. So is it a supplement? Is it yeah. a weight loss? Like, what is it yes. that people are consuming?
Yep. So Isagenix is a holistic health and wellness company. We're $1 billion per year company, and we offer nutrition solutions. Our vision statement is to become the most trusted and respected holistic health and wellness company in the world. And the reason why I mention that is because I truly understand that people have been let down. They've mm-hmm. been let down by fad diets and by quick fixes. They've been let down by companies. They've been let down by people like I have in industries that were supposed to be about wellness. So we want to give people an opportunity to really know who we are. So our nutrition solutions range from, yes, some supplements, but also very convenient holistic approach to nutrition for busy individuals on the go. So a way to simplify your nutrition, and our nutrition comes from the ground and from really high quality ingredients. We can get into that if you'd like to, because like I said, I'm a science geek and formulated, so I asked a lot of those questions. But a lot of our solutions are things that you can be found in a co-op. It just meets the demands and simplifies nutrition to create consistent healthy change in people's lives. So we have nutrition solutions for weight wellness and management, performance, pre and post-workout nutrition, healthy aging, and I believe our best product is nothing you can touch. It's community and culture. A place where people can go to be supported.
Because you can try all of this, but if you're not feeling the support, I mean, and I think for a lot of people on their weight loss journey, they need mm-hmm. to feel like they're yes. that they have a supportive community to be able to take the shake or go do the workout. Because you can't just do one or the other, right? People can't just exercise and think that they're going to lose the weight and be healthy. And you can't just take a shake and at the same time think that that's going to make you healthy.
Absolutely. And when I talk to people, we do a discovery process. So I don't try and convince everybody that this is for them. I think discovering if something's a fit is always about people and not about profit. So if somebody is shopping around for something fad, I'm like, honestly, like, I feel like this isn't a fit. And I only want to work with people that are ready and truly committed and make a decision to transform their life and their lifestyle.
Now, you can go with the supplement or with the shake, or can you just, if you feel like people first, some people might not even know the direction they're trying to go. Some people might think that they know, but then might be rerouted. Or is that preventative health? Are there healthy people that just want to be able to up their game?
Absolutely.
Right? Like, what's the spectrum?
Yeah, it's all over because we have, I mean, what impressed me the most was the type of transformations that we've had, not just, you know, physical in a physical form of weight loss. I mean, we have over 400 people on our wall at corporate that have lost 100 pound plus. It's called our 100 pound plus club. I love that. I think it's amazing, but I love the performance solutions. I was an athlete. And for your average everyday person that doesn't understand nutrient timing around our workouts, how it can maximize our lean muscle, or for the busy mom like me who I didn't start for weight loss reasons. I needed stress management. I had never put an adaptogenic herb in my body before. And I literally call it my happy mommy juice. I'm like, where has this been my entire life?
Happy mommy juice. Okay, yes. What did you say? It's an
adaptogenic herb.
Okay, what is that?
I mean, ashwagandha. Like, these are incredible herbs that are now found. I mean, I see they're infused using it in coffee stores now. So it helps our body regulate. It's like nature's answer to stress. So these plants, like kind of like essential oils that have adaptogenic properties in the environment that they grow, have medicinal properties in our body. So they help our body adapt to stress. They don't take it away, but it's kind of like chiropractic. The reason why you do it is to help your body better adapt to stress. And when we talked about soil, the nutrition depletion in our soil, people are missing micronutrients. You think you can meal prep and get your protein, carbs, fats, but we're not thinking about the trace minerals that we're missing from even our whole food nutrition. About gut health right now. It's not what you eat, it's what you absorb. If your gut lining is inflamed, and I've had so many gut challenges my entire life that were really, I don't think a lot of people talk about this. I was challenged so much with a stomach pain. I had surgery when I was 6 weeks old. As a baby, I almost died a few times. My mom was like, you came out a fighter already. I have a scar from the middle of my chest to my belly button because they didn't know what to do and they just stapled my stomach shut. Because I had severe reflux. So I was on rounds of antibiotics, the sickest kid. And no wonder, because 80% of our immune system is in our gut. I struggled with brain fog and challenges with mood because serotonin, our feel-good hormone, most of it's released from our gut and travels to our brain to signal we're happy. So of course, when people eat crap, they feel like crap, but we don't know that fixing our gut can be the gateway for so many other things. So the type of ingredients help to support gut health, you know, and there's a lot, it's a holistic, faceted and multifaceted approach to nutrition. And honestly, it can be complicated to find a solution. And I love that. And here's why. Because most things out there are cookie cutter. Like, let's give you three things. Hope you lose weight. Hope it works. It's easy. I'd probably be in even a different place financially if that's the case. However, customization is like the future of nutrition. So figuring out what is someone's specific goal. If they don't need to lose weight, do they need more energy? Do they need to adapt to stress?
Yeah, like that whole mummy juice, that happy mummy juice. I think a whole bunch of my listeners just were like, what is that? Is that a glass of wine? Because that's usually my happy mummy juice. But I don't have a feeling it's not. Is it a shot? Is it a drink?
Yeah, we
is
have
it a shake?
Liquid in powder, so okay. I can take it with me when I travel. But one of my friends calls it her happy corporate juice because she's not a mom and she works crazy corporate hours and it's demanding and clearly performance is important in most of our jobs. So I really feel it's a solution that fits for people that are looking for a holistic approach to their nutrition and a healthy lifestyle. Not like a 30-day thing, but how do you weave something into your life that simplifies?
So would people start – okay, so we could start with the happy mommy juice, right? I'm looking at your skin, and there's not like a single wrinkle anywhere. So you had mentioned, like I heard you say something like anti-aging. Like what lines are there?
Oh my gosh, yes. So weight wellness, performance, and healthy aging and vitality, really overall well-being. I'm a geek about science and I could not believe some of the ingredients for telomere support. Have you heard of telomeres?
I have.
Yeah, they're
But you can explain.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard of this, even start Googling it because it's really like cutting edge research on anti-aging. And we have a lot of work to do, just like gut health. Because this is brand new research, which is why Dr. Plan is like a really exciting addition to Isagenics because of his background. And he's a genius when it comes to product formulation and innovation and using the most amazing plants and natural botanicals and herbs that have been proven to affect human health. And I love some of the research studies behind not only a system that boosts metabolism and lean muscle, not just 30 days, but some of the studies after 12 months and 18 months are what I was most impressed by. And as a healthcare professional, when I started to look at transformations, I was like, people in programs usually, if they're calorie restricted, lose muscle, right? They lose muscle and they lose nutrients. So their skin is like very dull mm-hmm. and lifeless because they're not getting the micronutrients they need. I started to look at some of the transformations, like, why are people's skin glowing? Like, why do they look healthier? There's something different here. And we have this amazing solution for anti-aging called Isogenesis. It's our telomere support product. So our telomeres are strands at the end of our DNA. And if you think of somebody that has smoked or had like a poor quality of life, like they're making poor lifestyle choices, stress, and these environmental toxins that we're exposed to create free radical damage and oxidative stress. Sugar, it creates a process of aging called glycation, and that ages our skin as well as all of these other factors. So it's how somebody that's, you know, 50 can look 70, and it's how somebody that's 70 can look 50 if they're, you know, using healthy nutrition solutions in their diet, in their lifestyle. So what telomere support does is it protects the strands at the end of our DNA. Think of them like shoestrings. Mm-hmm. Once they unravel, like that's what causes our cell to divide. It signals the cell to divide, and cell division is what ages us. So truly how healthy we are is how healthy we are at a cellular level. And when you can start affecting what's going on at a cellular level, you set up a quality of life that's going to be completely different than what people are struggling with chronic disease and lifestyle-related aging now, and especially at younger and younger mm-hmm. ages. So that in particular was just so unique and different in the approach, as well as our science on intermittent fasting and nutritional cleansing. So when people hear the word cleanse, they're like, oh my gosh, it's good. You know, I'm going to have to take paid time off in order to cleanse. I'm like, it's not that kind of cleanse. Like, this is not a harsh diuretic. There's no laxatives in, you know, what we use. So once again, fad is going to use cleansing and all of those words in order to market something that's a short-term fix and solution, whereas what we have is a botanical-rich beverage. So botanicals and herbs that are actually very gentle and calming on the gut. Once again, giving the gut a break is so important because it's been digesting food and usually nutritionally bankrupt food for so long that people aren't absorbing the nutrients that they need. So when they give their gut a break and help reset that area, what is it you think it affects the most? Mental clarity, energy, mood. I mean, those are the results that I hear most often that are far beyond more fulfilling than weight loss. Mm-hmm. Because if you feel better, you're going to make choices that are completely different. You're going to want to work out. You're going to have a better quality of life and relationship. What I noticed within a few days, actually, which I honestly thought it was placebo, I was like, there's no way I feel different because I've tried everything. I created my own product line, so hello, there was a little ego there as well. But I go, oh my gosh, like just even my mood with my little one, because I was so stressed out at the time, was different. And so I called my mom. I remember specifically, I was like, Mom, I honestly think this is either placebo or I'm actually like loving how I'm feeling. And she was going through menopausal symptoms. My sister was a NICU nurse. So I'm like, you guys be my closet mm-hmm. guinea pigs with me. And here they like literally have such an exceptional result as well with energy, mental clarity, all the things that are important for your quality of life. And I realized, wow, that sets up really amazing, consistent habits over time. And that's what healthy change is all about.
So you make this change. And I think, you know, we've kind of come around because to understand a little bit more about what the products are doing. For me, I'm like, oh my God, these products sound like this is great. I could probably mm-hmm. use something like this. Weight loss isn't something that I'm looking at, but I would energy and, you mm-hmm. know, and aging and mm-hmm. kind of be able to extend. I want to be that 70-year-old that looks 50, you know, that looks 50. Like there, we do have our goals, but you managed to do something. And I think what scares most people and the reason why I'm like, thank you, but no thank you, yep. is that with this product comes the pyramid. Yeah. Am I allowed? So because that is the reality. Yep. If you choose, you can actually just choose to go and enjoy these products and have and go on. Yes. But you were able to, with your back against the wall, mm-hmm. and for all the entrepreneurs out here, this is your time right now. you were able to create an enormous amount of money in a very short amount of time. Mm-hmm. Is that just based on your crazy competitive nature and your go attitude?
Yeah. No, because you can't do this alone. This is the business model that was meant to be in my life because I'm the most happy and fulfilled version of myself that I've ever been. And I probably would have climbed corporate ladders at the cost of my daughters, or I would have had my own business at the cost of time with my family. And I didn't create, you know, I always say, once again, asterisk, results not typical. And the reason why I say that is because hype doesn't last. And this was not done, I believe, in 3 years. This was done in 13. It was the young entrepreneurial mind that was stuck in traffic, crying her eyes out, and developing skills day to day that just simply transitioned into a place where I could use those skills in a more efficient model. And I'm glad you brought up the word, because honestly, like, people hide behind it all the time. And I said the same thing for so many years. And I love to just clarify, like, a pyramid or is usually people mistake it for a Ponzi scheme, like, or what they think is people at the top make all the money. Like, I love clarifying that, because if you look at a traditional business, right, you know, you look at your owner, CEO, and then you look at your executive C-suite, right, then you look at your managers, and then you have your employees. So it's actually structured exactly like a pyramid. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, like, that janitor or employee that works in that company can never make more than the executive C-suite. They could never make more than the owner of the company. And what's happened in this industry is people have gotten a bad name and, like, an icky feeling, and it lacks credibility and trust. And there's a reason why. It's because companies have, unfortunately, just like a lot of other businesses, it's funny because when people go to work for another company, they don't usually ask them, like, are you going to do this like oil and gas did, or like big banking? We don't say that, do we? If you're going to go work at a bank right now, you're not going to say, well, I heard that, you know, in 2008, or in the mortgage industry. Like, we don't do that. But we do that here because of how much the industry lacks credibility. And so when I, as a healthcare professional with a $150,000 doctorate, looked at it, I needed to know the true model, the true business model, the true compensation, and why our co-founders, Jim and Kathy Coover, came out of retirement to start this company. This company was not founded on a mission to create profit. Our founders were retired, as well as our formulator. So it was founded to be, and which resonates with me so much, a retirement passion project that's now a billion-dollar family-owned company. That resonates with me because I'm impact-driven, and I'll never stop working until the day I die, because this truly doesn't feel like work right now. It's pretty impactful work, and that's what they choose to do. So if you want to study anything, study ownership, leadership, and their core values, because they're the ones that make a decision for everything along the way, not just the product, the compensation plan, the culture, how people are treated. Are people tolerated, or are they celebrated? You know, and that's what's happening. People are shifting. They're shifting to want to be in a place where they can be passionate about what they do and be compensated for it. So what's happened is this industry has evolved, just like everything else has. And a pyramid is a structure, like I said, most people think this is. But of our top 25 income earners, half have been enrolled less than 7 years. And going to the top of the company in, you know, 4.5 years shows that our model is driven through performance, and our compensation plan is set up for anybody to succeed versus just positioning and timing like typical companies were. I don't badmouth any other company. In fact, I don't believe this is right for everyone. I just don't, because nothing is. I believe if you find a home and you're happy there, I'm so happy for you. Because what I see in this business model that's evolving, if it's done right and it's built through trust and relationships, community building, what it does is it gives you a few things. It gives you time flexibility. I wanted to do this when I wanted, and I wanted to do it with my daughters around me. It gives you the freedom to start a business when you, as an entrepreneur, most of us, are not gifted, and try and get a small business loan right now and tell me how that goes, because less than 4% of small businesses make it after 10 years. I mean, go and look at your local mall right now. Go and look at a local retail place. This is changing. Our world is changing. Innovation and disruption is changing. There's never been a better time for entrepreneurship. And the people that are problem solvers are going to change our planet. And especially the people that care about humans and care about our environment. There are so many problems to solve. So pick your problem and get to work. What this gives you is the ability to start a business for no risk. There's no risk. Back in the day when you had to buy $3,000 worth of product that ended up in your garage that you were never going to sell, or you had a sales quota every month that you had to meet. So then you're calling, you know, hundreds of people to say, did you get month end in? It's the 30th. Mm-hmm. And that's the only relationship you form with your team. That's the old model of doing things. So when you have a product that's physical and tangible that leaves a warehouse and is shipped to someone's doorstep, that is a viable business model. And the reason why Isagenics and a lot of other companies out there choose their marketing arm to be people instead of a shelf, instead of paying a celebrity that really probably doesn't care about your product or company anyway, they're just being paid to endorse it, or a TV commercial or a, you know, radio ad, we are choosing to give people an opportunity to keep income in their home. So if you're purchasing nutrition and you're doing it at your grocery store or several other retail places, I won't even name names, but think about it. Where you buy your snacks, where you buy your coffee, where you buy all these things, and now suddenly you're shifting it, the consumer dollar, to your home, you're not spending money on anything that you're already spending money on. It's not a luxury item. It's something you're already doing and spending money on. So you're reallocating your budget. And then a family has the opportunity to create an income stream. And what I love in our new economy, the side gig economy. It's beautiful. It's amazing and it's exciting. Most people will have a side income. And you could think of Lyft and Uber and Amazon and all of these things that are creating job opportunities for people, because times are changing. There's going to be a lot of jobs replaced. A lot of jobs replaced. And there's so many more people looking for opportunities that are low risk, high reward, and where you can actually go and grow as a person.
But you've got products right now that you need to be using. Mm-hmm. You need to be your own walking billboard. Mm-hmm. You need to be using and living this life to be able to, as you talk about, community relationships.
Yep.
What are your favorite, if you can, like success stories?
Yeah.
I'm sure over the years you've had.
Oh my gosh. Physical, financial.
I'm sure there's both.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, like, the most exciting stories are the ones of people that choose a long-term solution, especially for weight loss, because, I mean, let's be honest, it's a really big market, isn't it? I mean, there are a lot of people that really struggle with this area, and to see sustainable, healthy change is really exciting. So, I mean, I know several of our team members that have released 100-pound plus or the last 10 pounds that they haven't been able to. I think one story in particular resonates with me. Her name is Leslie, and she wanted to lose 100 pounds. And this might not be a relatable story, but I'm going to get to a point that I think is really important for anybody that's on a weight loss journey and celebrating the small wins. And then why a lot of people get stuck and self-sabotage. Because I don't care if you have 100 pounds to lose or 25, most people lose it and regain it. It's that roller coaster over and over again. And I met her in person when I traveled to North Carolina, and she had this goal, and it's a big goal. And I said, well, how have you done so far? And she said, well, I've released 25 pounds. I'm like, that's amazing. I'm so happy for you. She didn't really look that happy and excited, so I was confused. And just asked her, like, what's going on? And she said, this is usually where I self-sabotage and gain it back. And it's been the same roller coaster my whole life. And I said, well, why are you doing this? She's like, well, what do you mean, why? And, you know, I want to lose 100 pounds or more. And I said, well, congratulations, but that's not a big enough reason why. And that's why you're stuck, and it's why you're sabotaging. You need something so visceral and emotional that's so meaningful to you, because the dangling of the carrot of the weight loss, or the, which is why even like your 7-figure income and 3, like, that's not exciting to people. What is aligning with something that's such a pain point for you emotionally that you're so sick and tired of being there, you'll do whatever it takes to get out of that place. And so I asked her, like, who are the most meaningful people to you, and how will your life change? How will you feel? What will you be doing that's different that you can't do now because of this weight? And we skipped over her for a second, kind of went to everybody else. And then she raised her hand and she's like, I found my why. And I was like, okay, do you want to share? She goes, my mom was the mom. That was a grandma playing with my two boys. And she was on the ground and she was playing with the kids and she was active and she could hike with them and she could run around with them. And she goes, I'm never going to be that grandma for my boys as kids. She goes, I can't even get off the ground right now. I can't hike with my husband without being in massive pain. And she goes, this is for my future grandkids. And this is to show my boys that this is the lifestyle we're living now. And after that, she's gone on to really, is almost 70. She's on her last like 30. And she sends me pictures of her hiking with her husband and how just excited she is to be a part of a community. She came to our big event, like not to think about how much money she wants. She's like, I would love to get my products paid for every month. That sounds good to me. But she doesn't want to be a top leader with the company. She loves that someone actually cares about her and her future vision of who she wants to become. And that's what I challenge anyone to do. No matter how stuck you are in anything in your life, there has to be that visceral response. And for me, when I chose to take this on, like a big leap of faith, like not having that financial security, I wanted to look at their girls and say, you could be in any place in your life. And I want to show you that your mom chose to take the harder route to show you what's possible for the life we have now. And I want to show you what we're going to do with abundance. I'm going to show you who we're going to become as a family. And now my daughter like literally picks up trash in our neighborhood. She's like, who litters? How can they litter? We need to live here someday. She's this little mini entrepreneur. And my older daughter is like the most compassionate, most beautiful person in the world. And I'll tell you, I've won a lot of awards in Isogenics, but nothing has been greater than her looking at me and telling me she was proud.
She saw it.
She saw
it. She saw this transformation.
She saw it.
I think it's brilliant. And because I know you have to catch a plane in
oh,
a
yeah,
little bit.
I do.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I want to ask you, yes. Because you've been able to create this life of abundance and joy and gratitude, and because I know contribution was so integral, I do want to give a chance to talk about, because you have passion projects.
Yes.
I mean, as much as you have the Isogenics and people transforming, you've done this so that younger generation can profit,
yes.
or not profit, benefit
yes.
from
yes.
this.
Absolutely.
What is your program?
Oh, well, right now it's just simply creating more abundance so I can give back. And recently working on my daughter's school garden and greenhouse and transforming their school lunch program to pilot this and hopefully take it to schools around the world and say, listen, we can do this. And I'm working with her school dean, who's a graduate of Harvard in business, so smarty pants, and she's just excited to be able to work on that project. And specifically, I promote volunteerism, so I do a lot of relief work with my daughters. And here's why. It's called gratitude perspective. We have no idea how people live in this world, and we have first world problems every day that we complain about. And getting people disconnected. I was just on a retreat unplugging with, 20 beautiful humans, and we called it a digital detox. What social media is doing to us and our kids, how we are so disconnected as humans. Like, these are my new passion projects to get people to understand mental health is such a huge challenge right now. And we have to ask ourselves, like, is this how we want to live our lives? Is this how we want to live? And creating impact, I believe, doesn't have to be huge. If you're sitting there like, well, that sounds good, but today I'm going to just go to work. And you know what? Maybe today I'm going to compliment one of my coworkers. That's impact. Opening a door for somebody is impact. Picking up trash around your neighborhood is. Small acts, I believe, are the ripple effect of change. You do not have to have a huge dream of impact to make a difference. And that's what I want to show people.
I love it. Okay, my last question. The three things that you take every day, what's in your bag,
Oh, gosh,
like,
it's so hard. I'm such a huge fan of the Happy Mommy Juice, my adaptogens in the morning. And then, fit movement brings joy to my body. And I ask myself every day, who needs me on my A game? Who needs me today? So my body is a vessel. I don't care, like, what it looks like at this point. It's had two babies. It's not going to look the same as it looked before. I need to be fit and healthy and have energy to serve people. So my workouts are essential. And so when I fuel my body with our workout nutrition, that helps maximize my workouts and gets my energy up without artificial stimulants, I feel like a rock star. So that's always in my travel bag. Always, always. And then our snacking options, because when you're on the go, to just have something to grab and go is so huge.
Mm-hmm. And there's a product line for absolutely everything you just mentioned.
Yes.
I think the best thing is head to the Isogenics website, because you can spend a day looking through the products, looking through the programs, and that's really your best bet is to understand. And then we could get into, but I've totally run out of time. There are people in your community, there are people everywhere who would get you in line. Yeah. And Del Rey, I mean, you're on social media, Del Rey Messer, D-E-L-R-A-E, and then Messer, M-E-S-S-E-R. Follow along. You'll be able to see so much information, and then you'd be able to see also some amazing team members that you have even here in the city, and you have them all around the world. Like, what are you at? Like, your number's insane. How many people are under your team?
18,000 now.
And that is why I think there's such a gravitation to you. There is such a beautiful person, and you have so much to share. I think you're, like, as big as you are already, I just think it's an endless glow. Like this aura around you is just going to continue to be spread throughout the world. It's been a pleasure. Really appreciate it. You can head to the Isogenics website if you're looking for more information on any of the products and being able to figure out if this is something, and the values and the products and the lifestyle and the contribution that you're looking for. In the meantime, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing and liking, subscribing. Please continue to do so. Let people know that this podcast exists, the information, the experts that are on hand, and always look forward to seeing you again next week. Have a great day.
I'm Matt Kundle, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent, almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.